Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and we head to the James Webb Space Telescope that has been routinely dazzling us with unusual presentations of our galaxy, of our solar system, and also of the cosmos. And now, an exoplanet to explain. Bob, what have they found?
We all have to remember that James Webb Telescope is an infrared telescope. It doesn't look at the universe in optical wavelengths. It looks in the infrared. It has a very high resolution in the infrared, which is good, because it allows it to look at things that are very tiny, far away, that a less high-resolution telescope could not see. And so, for example, the Spitzer telescope was an infrared telescope as well, but it had a tiny mirror, and it could not observe the atmospheres of exoplanets and get data from them. Being in infrared, you get spectroscopy in different wavelengths, which allows you to identify different molecules. And so Webb was aimed at an exoplanet, a hot gas giant located about 700 light years away. It's about a quarter the size of Jupiter, about the size of Saturn. And this is a planet which Hubble and Spitzer had already detected in the atmosphere, water vapor, sodium, and potassium. So they aimed Webb at it, and since it looks at different wavelengths, it gets different spectroscopy, and it gets the spectroscopy that shows that can detect where the carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere, and lo and behold, carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere of this exoplanet. So Webb is now beginning one of its prime missions, which is to help characterize and provide us information about the makeup and structure and atmospheres of the exoplanets we've discovered so far, and that's a very good thing, John.
Inside is a NASA probe on the surface of Mars about to be qualified for Methuselah of NASA probes. Bob, InSight died some days ago, but it won't die. It doesn't know that. What happens?
Well, in June, the NASA scientists the JPL scientists who run InSight said they're going to run the seismometer continuously till they run out of power. They expected the amount of dust on the solar panels to increase over the rest of the next few months, so that by late August, early September, there'd be so much dust on the panels that there wouldn't be enough to run anything, and the lander would die. Well, they've been releasing weekly the power numbers from InSight, and I've graphed it and posted it on the Behind the Black over the last few weeks. And what's interesting is that as we are leaving the winter dust season at InSight, the power levels have not gone down. This is good news. It has to also, so therefore the seismometer might be able to run longer than they thought. The power levels are not dropping. It is important also to understand that all they need is a strong gust of wind for Mars, which would be a dust devil, to blow over the top of the lander, and it would get a birth of life. The power levels would go up. But so far that hasn't happened, but it also hasn't gone down. So we're looking at the possibility that InSight might continue to operate past early September, John. This is good news. I'll keep tracking it on a week-to-week basis.
Perseverance is the fancy rover in Jezero Crater, and it's now giving us a glimpse into Jezero, why they landed there. Remind us, Bob, why they chose Jezero.
There is a delta of material that flowed into a gap of Jezero Crater's rim sometime in the far past and produces this delta of material. It looks very strange, but it looks like a delta, a flow of mud, let's say, that went into the crater. And so they landed at the base of this flow, and Perseverance has been moving up to the base and has been exploring the base now for about the last, I'd say, 4 months. And when they take pictures of the base, the cliff face, you get to see CE, the history of Jezero Crater. And I've got a picture of them behind the black because it was a really cool picture that Perseverance took of a cliff face with numerous, numerous layers. Now, that's one of the things that these rovers are discovering, that Mars is layers upon layers upon layers, which appears to be the cyclical nature of its geological history. These layers give us a glimpse. We don't have a lot of data yet because there's no spectroscopy or dating of these layers. They haven't even taken samples yet of them, but the layers give you a hint of what the geological history of Mars was. Each layer represents a cycle of climate and geological events over a period of time, John.
Every time you put one of these pictures up, Bob, I'm fascinated about what we don't know about the formation of Mars and what we'll find out with more probes. Now, celebration, ingenuity. Tell us about the success, Bob.
They did their 30th flight. It was a shorty. It was only about 6.5 feet to the side, lasted only 33 seconds, and it was mainly done to help clear off the solar panel for any dust that might have accumulated during the winter pause, and also to make sure everything was functioning properly after that pause, and it worked. Everything went fine, and so now they're in a position where they're going to do further flights, but they've said that the future flights are going to really be, once again, engineering flights, not so much to help Perseverance, because it really wasn't designed for that, but mostly to do studies of how to land precisely for future sample return missions that'll use helicopters.
Bob Zimmerman, the website is Behind the Black. Ingenuity flies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Cuando compras en la venta del 4 de julio de JCPenney y usas el cupón de 25% extra, no solo ahorras 25% extra en tus favoritos para el fin de semana, te estás ganando el título de Master Griller de por vida con 25% extra. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. Cupón válido hasta el 6 de julio en selección de estilos. Aplican algunas exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.